Hello, a very good evening to you and welcome to Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. The government will reallocate an additional 22.2 billion forints, 71.8 million euros, for the construction of the border fence along the Hungarian-Serbian border and for the temporary placement of illegal migrants. Government spokesman told public news channel M1 on Wednesday. Zoltán Kovács said the funds will be spent on setting up migrant camps outside residential areas and relocating reception centers from built-up areas.
The government had already reallocated 6.5 billion forints for the construction of the fence, meaning that a total of 29 billion forints will be spent on tackling Hungary's migration crisis. The purpose of this fund is to handle the increased accommodation capacity demands, among other costs, and to relocate the reception centers from residential areas.
More than 4.2 million people are now employed in Hungary, the highest number since 1992, and the jobless rate is at a 10-year low, State Secretary of Labor Sándor Comba said on Wednesday. He added that the average employment April to June was 126,000 higher than in the same period of last year. Foster jobs added around 45,000 to the employment figure, while seasonal jobs added a further 13,000. There was a rise of about 70,000 in the private sector, too. An important result, the state secretary said. Unemployment rate dropped to 6.9% in April to June. There are 49,000 less jobless than a year ago.
For 17 months in a row, the number of employed workers is above 4 million in Hungary. The last time this many people had jobs was 23 years ago, since the regime change. This is a very, very good figure.
The Hungarian Maltese Charity Service ended its Serbian aid collection with a furniture donation. They started the collection of donations a year ago to help flood victims in Serbia, Croatia and Bosnia and Herzegovina. In the natural disaster, which was also called the flood of the century, almost 500 houses were destroyed and hundreds of buildings, roads and railways were also ruined. The damage reached 1.5 billion euros. The Hungarian Maltese Charity Service brought a donation of 25 million forints to the people in Obrenovac, Serbia. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade also supported the action. Brown paint was poured over the Matthias statue of Kolozsvár, Romania. The vandalism happened in the morning on Wednesday. According to the authorities, the vandals used an unwashable paint. The police started an investigation. Deputy Mayor of Kolozsvár hopes that with the help of the CCTVs in the area, they will be able to identify the perpetrators. Anna Horváth said they will do their best to clean the statue. The traveling exhibition of the Blessed Virgin Mary arrived to Csíkszereda, Romania. The Carpathian Gallery will introduce 55 Hungarian contemporary artists. The Adoration of the Blessed Virgin Mary exhibition is open until the 2nd of September at the Sacro Museum in Csík.
The traveling exhibition of the Institute for National Strategy's Carpathian Gallery that arrived to the Secular Museum in Csík contains the artworks of 55 Hungarian artists which show their adoration to the Blessed Virgin. Hungarians have a very special mystic connection with the Blessed Virgin that dates back to the olden times. Originally she was a pagan deity, but St. Stephen converted Hungary to the Christianity and the country came under the auspices of Virgin Mary. So the cult of the Virgin is deeply rooted in the souls of the Hungarians, said the curator. The Blessed Virgin is portrayed in paintings, sculptures, ceramics, textile and photos. There are traditional artworks and contemporary visual installations as well. Medieval Hungarian art follows the steps of the Byzantine artists, and I wanted to imitate this type of visual expression. I think the topic must be reflected in a traditional way, as it was done in the Hungarian art before the 16th century, an artist said. Patrons of the exhibition are János Áder, the president of Hungary, József Tamás, Roman Catholic Bishop of Transylvania, and Janus Szász, the president of the National Strategy Institute. It's important to showcase our real values, and the basic law also says that the nation is built on the roots of Christianity and national traditions, the president said. According to the mayor of Csíkszereda, the exhibition is on the right place in the right time, as the locals who live near Csíksomlyó, the most important pilgrimage place of the Hungarians, have living connection with the Blessed Virgin. The traveling exhibition pays tribute to the 500th anniversary of the cultic sculpture in Csíksomlyó and 300 years of the Mária Port relic. The traveling exhibition is open for visitors in the Szekler Museum until the 2nd of September.
Budapest is one of the most popular destinations in Europe, said Ákos Niklay, president of the Hungarian Hotels and Restaurants Association. According to the organization's recent statistics, there is a further increase in the number of hotel guest nights and gross income as well.
Foreign tourists are arriving to Liszt-Ferenc International Airport. This couple is coming from Switzerland. They are recurring visitors to Hungary. The Belgian family is going to attend a sports event.
We come to Budapest because his daughter, my niece, is selected for the Belgium rowing team and she's doing...
The favorite destination for international travelers in Hungary is Budapest. Hungarian tourists prefer spas and wellness hotels. Their primary choices are northern Hungary, the southern plains and the region of Balaton. The marketing manager of the hotel on the shores of Lake Balaton shows the bookings for this summer. The hotel is fully booked. They have very few rooms left for the coming month. Anna Maria Kis says that this is due to the high level of the services. Quality services can obviously attract those consumers who previously preferred to spend their holidays abroad, she said. The president of the Hungarian Hotel and Restaurant Association, Ákos Niklay, told M1 that foreign tourists spend more money in Hungary than locals, and this is good for the economy. Budapest is a bustling, vibrant city nowadays, so it's natural that our guests spend more money. We provide good services, and that helps to recover the Hungarian economy after the crisis, he said. According to the survey made by the association, most of the visitors came from the UK, Italy, Germany and Austria, but arrivals from the US, Israel, China and India also grew significantly. This growth is mainly to the new direct connections and the low-cost airlines.
The 19th Music Days of Fehérvár, in other words, Fezzen Festival, has started on Wednesday. The legendary heavy metal band Judas Priest opened the four-day program. Among the various cool concerts, the lovers of rock, metal, pop and electronic music can also find their favorite bands.
Many visitors have already pitched camp on the festival's campsite. They weren't afraid by the cold, rainy weather. A lot of people were making queues in front of the entrance as they were waiting for the Fezzen to open. The festival will offer a program more colorful than ever. The pre-bookings show that the first day will be more than 10,000 visitors. It's not that Judas Priest coming to Hungary, though it's rare too, but that an international star comes to a spot in the city center, and that's great, the organizer said. On Thursday, Vatfrutik and Hiperkorno will perform, on Friday, Ákos, Magna Cum Laude, and the 25-year-old Sex Action will appear on the main stage.
And sports now. Hungary's male water polo team easily won against South Africa in the World Championship in Kazan, Russia, on Wednesday. The team, coached by Thibaut Benedek, has given South Africa 17-4, hammering on the second day. So they automatically qualified for the quarterfinals. The Hungarian team will meet Argentina on Friday. So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. See you tomorrow from me and all the team here. Good night.